Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Monica Miller, who is with Stand Up for Religious Freedom. Monica, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad to be with you.
Thank you for coming on the program this morning. What is Stand Up for Religious Freedom?
Well, Stand Up for Religious Freedom, these are nationwide rallies, demonstrations that will be taking place on June 8th. We have so far 114 cities all across the United States, including Alaska and Hawaii, where there are going to be public demonstrations in opposition to Obama's health and human services mandate. Now, this is a mandate that is being facilitated by Kathleen Sebelius, the head of that particular group within the federal government. And the mandate requires, it forces all religious institutions to facilitate in its employee health plans contraception, abortion-inducing drugs, as well as sterilization, contrary to the doctrines and the beliefs of those religious institutions. And while, yes, there is a so-called exemption, the exemption is so narrowly crafted by the Health and Human Services Agency that I'm very fond of saying that even Jesus and the apostles wouldn't have qualified for it. The only institutions that are exempt from the mandate are those that serve primarily members of their own congregation or hire members of their own congregation. And right there you're talking about hospitals, colleges, schools, social service agencies, soup kitchens, and all kinds of charitable organizations that will be affected by the mandate, including private businesses. Because let's say you have a person who heads up a business and they have they're very devout in their faith. They have very, very committed views on certain things, and they would also have their own conscience compromised by this mandate. It really, we believe, it is an unfair, unjust, and unconstitutional intrusion into what constitutes religious ministry by the federal government. Now, these rallies will be taking place on June 8th, 12 noon, in every single time zone, as I said, in the United States. In the city of Detroit, we have 8 presenters, including Archbishop Alan Vigneron and the president of Madonna University, Sister Rosemarie Kajawa, including 3 Protestant, African-American Protestant clergymen who will be making presentations. So this cuts across the faith spectrum. And in fact, I believe you don't even have to be a person of faith to understand the threat that this represents to religious liberty. And if people want to check out our website, which is standuprally.com, you can click on the locations link, and you'll see where a rally would be taking place in your state. And in the state of Michigan, we have 8 rally sites, including Howell and Flint and Kalamazoo, Traverse City, Ann Arbor, Saginaw, that's off the top of my head, and so Grand Rapids. And so we are very, very well represented in Michigan when it comes up Stand Up for Religious Freedom rally.
A spokesperson from the Obama administration said that when this had hit a couple of months ago, that they're not forcing institutions to indulge, if you will, but they are saying that federal law dictates you have to make abortion, birth control available. It's federal law. How do you respond to that?
Well, yes, but still, it is the employer who has to facilitate, either by at least even if it's just a matter of recommending or facilitating, that those things be facilitated in the health care plan. So your conscience is still involved. Even if you say, well, it's not me that's actually providing the abortion-inducing drug, you are still facilitating the possibility of providing that, and your conscience is still being involved in what you believe to be an immoral activity. And you have to understand, every single Catholic bishop in the United States has opposed this mandate and continues to oppose this this mandate, even with the so-called accommodation. But the accommodation was basically a shell game. The employer still has to facilitate the making available of these practices that they believe are contrary to their doctrines. And it's just, you have to also understand that this is the first time, literally, in the history of America, I don't know about the human race, but certainly in the history of America, that the federal government is mandating that people purchase a product that they don't believe in. And that's just simply wrong. And I think it's a very dangerous precedent.
The Stand Up for Religious Freedom calls upon all Americans to oppose the mandate. There are four reasons, some of which you mentioned, and you're going to be trying to get the word out to all across the country. You're hoping thousands of people come out, and what do you hope comes from this?
Well, I hope two things. Number one, to stir up awareness. So many people, if you say the Health and Human Services mandate, they simply don't know what you're talking about, and they don't understand what the dangers are regarding it. So we want to stir up awareness regarding the mandate. This is actually the second rally that we've had. We had one on March 23rd. 64,000 people came out for that rally in the cities that were represented. So we thought it an enormous success.
We've got about 20 seconds left. Can you briefly tell us what the second reason is?
The second reason is to stir up opposition, not just awareness, but to actually get people to go after their legislators and their senators and to tell them we oppose this mandate and it needs to be rescinded. So I just want to urge people to go to standuprally.com. We have lots of information up on the website.
All right. Thanks, Monica.